This wine site, Wine Chatter, is about the relationships that people make when they sit over the table with a bottle of wine and a meal. And the beauty of that is that you build relationships from the conversation that you have when you're having a wonderful meal with a bottle of wine. And putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship that you could share with a friend, with family, with a stranger. Stay tuned for more info and updates about wine pairings and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening. Hi there, everyone. Welcome back. Nice to hear from you. All those people that have sending comments and listening to this podcast around wine pairing and wine sharing. Wine Chatter is a site that allows you to explore various wines over a period of time from the perspective of a consumer and collector. I hope this information is relevant for you as you navigate the world of wine and food. Today we're going to talk about a wine from Washington State called DeLille, 2017 DeLille. It's a blend of Merlot, 60% Merlot, Cab Sauv, 27%, Petit Verdot, and Malbec. And it mimics the style of a French Bordeaux wine from the Pomerol region, which are mostly Merlot-based wines. But the style and structure of grapes are similar. They taste different because of the terroir that's being used and the blending styles. So French Bordeaux are wonderful wines, long-keeping wines, 20, 30 years, some of the better wines. And Washington State wines, these Bordeaux blends, are just as good. They may not keep as long, but my sense is that they're a little more fruit-forward. But they still have lots of high quality balance with acid and tannins. Really quite nice. The structure is equal in all components of acidity and tannin and fruit and complexity. I really enjoy Washington State wines, and DeLille is one of my favorite wineries. They have a few other wines that they market and sell, and I would say that all of them are really good wines. This is probably the best deal for a high-quality Bordeaux that you're going to get in this region. Some of their single vineyard designates like Harrison's Hills and Dionnet, they run a little more in price and can vary from $70 to $150. High, really good wine, high quality, high yields. And these wines are fabulous. You should try some if you ever get your hand on them. So with this wine, we basically had meat and cheese, a charcuterie plate, and some cheeses. We actually had some really, really nice Northern Italian cheeses. Bito, Vadelle Osti, and a few other really nice cheeses from the northern part of Italy, mostly cow's milk. And they were all distinctly different, yet they had the same kind of structure and flavors to them. I really enjoyed them. And the charcuterie that we brought along were some salamis and prosciuttos. The prosciutto we had was from, we had two of them, one from Parma and the other a Serrano ham from Spain. And those are wonderful, wonderful prosciuttos too. They're a little more oily, but they have a lot more flavor, because I think the feed that the pigs are a little bit more oat based, as opposed to vegetable base, other vegetables, sorry. And we had some salamis, Venetian salami and a soppressata that was wine sort of cured. And we had some toasted bread with some truffle oils drizzled on top. Really, really good. I find that the beauty of doing a meal like this is that when you have, two or four people and you're sitting at the table and you can nibble and pick, that the night seems to go by a lot faster and the conversation is much more lively because you're not being set for a time frame of an appetizer or entree or a dessert. It's just sort of, have a glass of wine, try the various types of charcuterie and cheeses that are out there, and enjoy the conversation wherever it takes you, either to what's going on in life with your friends and your family, or focus comment commentary about politics or the actual tastes of the food and the wine as they go together, and the nuances that one cheese might do a better job of enhancing the flavor of the wine than the other one. But the conversation is always fun and lively. And it's always nice to share these things with friends because we don't do that often enough. And I encourage you all to grab a bottle of wine and some charcuterie items and a few cheeses. Maybe with some roasted red peppers or artichoke hearts, some olives, and lay them out on the table and have a conversation with your friends and your family while you're chatting over a bottle of wine. It's so enjoyable just to catch up and be social. It's something that we haven't been able to do over the last little while. So I encourage you to do that. And for now, I'm going to say goodbye, my friends. This is Claudio Bortolussi and Wine Chatter. Until next time, when we talk about more wine pairings and more wine sharing. Bye for now.